And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Police in Frankfort, Illinois were called to a home last week for an unresponsive child, and a 2-year-old boy was pronounced dead at the hospital. Officers found the boy's mother inside the home injured, and she was hospitalized with wounds that weren't life-threatening. Police are calling it a domestic-related homicide, but they have not named a suspect, filed any charges, or released a cause of death. One neighbor said everyone else on the street was thinking that more people around us are struggling than we realize. She was thinking of Lindsay Clancy, the Massachusetts nurse whose trial ended this past Friday without an actual ending. No one disputed that she killed her 3 children. The question was whether postpartum psychosis left her too sick to be held responsible. After 7 days, the jurors sent the judge a note saying that with a heavy heart, they could not agree and never would. He declared a mistrial, and her attorneys put the split at 7-1, one man refusing to acquit and said the others were robbed. Clancy goes back to a state psychiatric hospital while prosecutors decide whether to try her again. The district attorney says his case was always about justice for 3 little babies, not a healthcare system. Their names were Cora, who was 5, Dawson, who was 3, and Callan, who was just 8 months old. And they're the only ones in all of this who never got a say. While one jury can't decide, a federal judge in California decided not to. The judge threw out the Justice Department's lawsuit against California's policy of letting boys compete on girls' teams without ever ruling on whether that policy is even legal. Her reasoning was that Washington never warned the state clearly enough that more than $44 billion in federal education money was on the line. The Supreme Court settled part of this in June, upholding state laws that keep girls' teams for girls, but the justices said states may do that, not that they must. And this Biden appointee leaned all of her weight on that one word. So California keeps the policy that already put a boy on the top step of the state track podium and handed girls duplicate medals. And an appeal takes years, an election takes 9 weeks. President Trump had his party's most vulnerable House and Senate members over for a Rose Garden dinner last week and told them he'll spend the final 53 days before November campaigning in all 35 races that decide who runs Congress. He singled out Alaska, where Senator Dan Sullivan is running against a Democrat who is also named Dan Sullivan. Those lawmakers walked in hoping for something more specific than a visit, namely a piece of the $403 million in his campaign account. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.